speaks romance to your heart? For my wife, I've learned a surprise doesn't speak romance. I really want to help her know we're moving toward this big event or this getaway or whatever the moment is. For me, I think it's just when she gives me her full attention, when she locks out the rest of the world and says, here, let's just you and me talk. That's romantic to me. Well, I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Greg Smalley and his wife, Erin. They lead the Focus Marriage Department. And Erin, what's something that Greg has done that was romantic to you?
You know, it's interesting because with romance, so often we think of the big things, the big getaways or the, you know, the big date nights or trips or something. And honestly, John, some of the most romantic things are when he sends me a text in the middle of the day and just says, hey, thinking of you, love you. I mean, that is just so romantic to me.
That's going to save us a lot of money now that I know that. Instead of this gift card or these flowers.
No, I do like gift cards.
And I love you a text. I mean,
yeah.
But it's, I am romantic.
Sometimes it's just recognizing the simple things.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying.
Everyday things.
Dina locking the rest of the world out and just saying, hey, it's you and me.
I actually heard a story yesterday on the radio, and it was they had interviewed a gal who for her birthday, her husband asked her, what do you want for your birthday? And she said, I want one weekend where your Apple Watch is gone and your cell phone is put away.
Wow. This sounds like it could have been a Focus on the Family show.
And they said, they reported that it was the sweetest weekend that they had had in forever. So I think it's the simple things, and it's recognizing in those moments when it really touches your heart just to ponder that, to cherish that, to hold on to it.
That's good. And Greg, we're not going to ask you this question, but maybe later we will. Right now, we're going to get to a conversation that Jim Daly had with Bill and Pam Farrell, sharing about the different ways men and women long for romance in marriage.
Let's start with the topic of romance. Now, everybody just turn the radio up or their iPhone up or whatever. Romance, that's the topic. How do our gender differences impact the ways we approach romance in marriage?
Well, because men love to succeed, one of the best ways to romance a man is to help him succeed and lower his stress. So if you can do both those things, he's going to feel loved. And so what I always encourage, that we should tie together his favorite easy boxes. You know, every man has some favorite boxes. So knowing what your husband's favorite boxes are. For example, if I wanted to romance Bill, I would put together like a sports box, because all of our boys ended up playing sports, and maybe a football game, some tickets. I would take him to his favorite, you know, healthy, good for you restaurant. That'd be box number two. And then box number three, we haven't mentioned as much yet, but that is God has a way of helping us girls recognize the stress in men's life and how to lower it. And that is, guys like to go their favorite easy boxes to rest and rejuvenate. And God kind of helped us out. And that most of these boxes actually are shaped like boxes. The TV screen is shaped like a box. The computer screen is shaped like a box. The baseball diamond, the basketball court, the football field is shaped like a box. The garage is shaped like a box. The refrigerator is shaped like a box. The bed is shaped like a box.
Okay, we got the point.
Yeah. That bed box is like a favorite box for husbands to go to when they're stressed. It's like the free square in the middle of a bingo card. They can get there from every other square on their waffle. So if I want a romance Bill, that means I'm going to tie together that football box, that wonderful food box, and then bingo box. In fact, he would give you the tickets to that pro sports football game. Make sure that bingo was going to happen at the Farrell house.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So men tend to be pretty simple when it comes to romance, where us guys need to recognize that what women think is romantic are connections. Anytime you make a significant connection into her life, she will interpret it as romantic. So when we call in the middle of the day and say, hey, there's nothing really going on, I was just thinking about you, so I called just to say I love you.
I just called to say I love you.
That creates a connection in her life that makes her feel important. When you buy flowers for her, all it says is, I was thinking about you while I was doing something else. When you remember her favorite places to go, favorite dates of the calendar in her life, when you just notice her, like what's her favorite color, what's her favorite dessert, anytime you remember those kinds of things, it creates a connection into her life. And as men, we tend to think it's got to be big and it's got to be expensive. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you can do big and expensive, she'll appreciate that.
Yeah.
But what she's really looking for is that you noticed her and you made a connection. So if you don't have much to work with financially and you want to take a simple date and turn it into a big memory for her, well, send her an invitation. Like, hey, I know we got Friday night. I think it's all clear on our schedule. Can we spend Friday evening together? And do it in an invitation. It could be a digital invitation or it can be a physical one. And then on Tuesday before, just check, hey, does it look good? You know, is the schedule clear? On Wednesday, give her some indication of how to dress appropriately. Because women always want to be dressed appropriately wherever it is that we're going.
Like, baby, you look great in that.
And then you can have just take her out to a simple date and enjoy the evening. And then Saturday morning, send a thank you note in the mail to her that she'll get the following Monday or Tuesday.
Bonus points if you arrange childcare for all this.
Right. And what you've done is you've taken a simple date, but you've created a week full of connections for her.
Right.
And my guess is it'll cover your romance points for, I don't know, 3 to 6 months because you connected to her heart.
Well, Greg, there's no doubt someone who is thinking, well, wait, I tried to give romance to my spouse to show it, but they weren't receptive. They didn't get it. They didn't think it was romantic. So encourage that person who tried and seemingly failed to not give up.
Well, it's how I feel now, knowing what really speaks romance to Aaron is text. I was, you know, handwritten letters and surprise dates.
You know, okay, so yeah. On my 50th birthday, you wrote 50 things you loved about me.
Oh, that's nice.
That was
nice.
Romantic.
All right.
Yeah.
That counts.
Okay, so
right. So
do keep up the words and text
occasionally.
You know, I think regardless of the response, there's a persistence that speaks volume. I think what it does is that it really speaks to commitment. It's a willingness to invest. So for anyone out there that's trying to be romantic, just hang in there, because one, it shows effort. So hopefully Aaron would see, I mean, he's trying. But I think it every time I try to be romantic, if I'm not hitting the mark, it's a learning opportunity. Because there should be then some level of me going, that was flat. Let me ask. Maybe that wasn't romantic at all to her. Maybe in this season, something else would speak romance to her even more. And just the art of being willing to go, hey, Aaron, I tried this. I've been doing this. In my mind, that should be speaking romance, but it doesn't seem to be doing that. Maybe help me to better understand. What does that look like? Mm-hmm. I just think that's such a good question. Is in this season, Aaron, what feels romantic to you? Mm-hmm. And again, like she said, there's something about just those little daily texts or notes to say, I'm thinking about you. Mm-hmm. So it's great information.
Well, and who knows? Maybe when the attempt was made, maybe your spouse was stressed out and preoccupied and, you know, thinking about what they were cooking for dinner that
exactly.
night.
Could be
something very stressful.
Could
like
be nothing
that.
To do then yes, with
right.
me.
It, right.
And that's why be persistent. Don't give up, but include, let's talk about this and let me better understand, because I think this is often where it goes wrong, is I make a lot of assumptions mm-hmm. of yep. what maybe should be romantic. This has felt romantic in the past to her, it seems like. I'll keep trying that. And so much can change. That's why I just think about them as seasons and figure mm-hmm. that out by
yeah.
talking.
Well, I appreciate your encouragement, and I trust that as a listener, you are encouraged to keep at it, keep the conversation going. And we've got a couple of things that I'll point out here to help you do that. One is a little article called Romance, It's Not Just for Valentine's Day. And it will help you make romance a regular part of your marriage and not just isolate it to a special holiday or two. We'll link over to that article in the show notes. And then the book, Men Are Like Waffles, Women Are Like Spaghetti, Understanding and Delighting in Your Differences. What a great resource. First, the title. We really are like waffles, us guys. I mean, we just compartmentalize
exactly.
so much. And the spaghetti part of that is for women, everything seems so interconnected. Once you start to have a better understanding of your spouse, you'll start to have easier conversations. And that book is so helpful. Men Are Like Waffles, Women Are Like Spaghetti. Request your copy when you make a monthly pledge or one-time gift of any amount to the Ministry of Focus on the Family. Support this show, support the work we're doing to help families around the world, And we'll say thanks by sending that book to you. All the details are in the show notes. Next time, we'll discuss the importance of having your own personal relationship with God, even if your spouse doesn't really care. On behalf of Greg and Aaron and the entire team, I'm John Fuller. Thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.
It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting Sea Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. Sea Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at sealife24.org.